Okay, I hope to get back to normal at some point. Some things are totally in me, some things aren't totally in me. But thank you for your patience. And Mitzvah Hashem, we should only have smachos together. Admei Avesrim. So, we said we're going to begin the third Perek of Shavuos. The third Perek of Shavuos deals with Shavuos Bitui and Shavuos Shav, as we pointed out. And the Rambam brings all these down in what he calls Sefer HaHafla. Sefer HaHafla. If one looks into the Chumash and tries to understand what the concept of HaHafla implies, so by a Nazir we have the concept Ki Yafli, but over there Rashi explains Yafrish. Yafrish. Nazir separates himself from Yayin, separates himself from Tigrachas, from Tuma. Make the machitza. That doesn't help us necessarily in terms of understanding the nature of Sefer Hafla overall. However, in Parashas Bechukosai, where we have the concept of Ishki Yafli, Lindor Neder, over there, Rashi says, Yafrish, or Yafaresh, maybe Yafrish. Yafrish Bepiv. Yafrish Bepiv. Namely, he's going to set aside the korban, Bepiv. Yafli Bepiv. And that's the concept over here of Dibur, and that is L'chorah, the common denominator that we have over here within those areas that are dealt with in Sefer HaFlah of the Rambam. The concept of Yafrish Bepiv. What exactly Yafrish Bepiv means, so let's look over here in the Gemara on Daf Kafav and Medes, where we have the Maimar of Shmuel. Amar Shmuel. Gamar belibo tzarech shiyotzi bisvasav, sheneemar levatei bisvasayim. Yafrish bisvasav. When we speak in Hebrew, in terms in Lashon HaKodesh, in terms of the concept of levatei bisvasayim, L'chora, the word tzvatayim has two meanings. Tzvatayim, on one hand, is from the Lashon of Safa. Safa is a language. Safa means that we require a degree of formulation. Shouldn't be something which is sort of scattered brain. It has to be formulated. But over here, it's not enough to have a Safa. The Safa has to be expressed bisvatayim, with one's lips. Namely, we're dealing over here with a speech that one has to require over here, a formulation, and B, a speech. Yafrish bepiv. Yafrish bepiv, according to Rashi. Gemara then asks various questions on Shmuel, and particularly from the concept of kol nediv lev, that it appears that gomar belibo is enough. And the Gemara comes to a conclusion that we have two worlds. We have the world of Shavuos and the Darim, where one requires Bitui Sfasayim, and we have the world of Truma and Kodshim, that are Shnei Ksuvim HaBoim Ki Echad Ve'ein Melamdim, that are unique. Truma and Kodshim do not require Bitui Sfasayim. There, L'chora, it's enough to have Gemirus Leiv, Gamar Belibo, Masha'en Kain, Nedarim, and Shavuos, that requires Bitui Sfasayim. What are these two realms of Truma and Kodshim that are Yotzei Dofen? So in Truma, we have a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says, Truma, Trumas Meleches HaMishkan, Ksivba Kol Nediv Lev Heviu, that when a person wanted to set aside Zahav or Kesef or Nechoshes, etc., to give to the Mishkan, it would be enough to be Gomer Belibo, and that would already obligate him. Tosfos understands that Truma is different. Tosfos understands Truma k'siva nechshav lachem trumaschem, shenitra b'machshava. They were talking over here about Truma within the world of mitzvos atluyos ba'aretz. We're talking over here about Truma in the context of Trumos and Maestros. The Afikeyam has a whole chakira, whether this din, that one could be mafrish truma b'machshava, applies also to maestros. But in any case, that's on the level of truma. On the level of kodshim, So Rashi brings the pasuk Abi Kodshim Ksiv B'Chizkiyahu B'Sifri, B'Sefer Divrei Hayamim, V'Chol Nediv Lev Olot. That one can be mafrish a korban via lev, via gomar belibo. So here it appears we have a bit of a problem, right? The whole context of Rashi of Yafrish Bepiv was said in the context of Erchin. Erchin is l'chora nidre hektish, one's mafrish, one's value, or the value that the Torah gives an individual, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And yet it says over here that hektish does not require bituis fasayim. Hektish doesn't require a kiyafli. It's enough by hektish to have gomar belibo. Nope. What do you say? Shvuas requires bituis fasayim. That's the context of Shmuel. But the Gemara says that hekdesh doesn't require bitus fasayim, but the whole din of hafla'a, according to Rashi, is learned that the concept of hafla'a applies to kodshim as well, yafrish bepiv. So I think that one can say is that yitachen, that we have over here two types of hafla'a. One hafla'a, and then we'll come to Kachem in a minute, but let's just give other examples. One hafla'a would be what's called a kriya shem. Person says, hare zu truma. Hare zu truma. He's taking an object and he's placing a label on the object. Hare zu truma. That's one type of hafla'a. A second type of hafla'a would be with a story. Yareini nishba b'shem Hashem she lo ochal tutim me'olam. That I'm never going to eat strawberries. That's a sentence. That's a statement. There's no labels being involved, being put over here. I'm just creating a hafla with a sentence. Yitachen, that over here we're distinguishing. In terms of that kriyashem, the Gemara says, have a truma can be b'machshava, gomar belibo. I can think that this will be truma. That's the equivalent of by me mafish truma via a kriya shem can be even without bituis fasayim. But the statement clearly has to be bituis fasayim. That's what turns it into a sentence. What makes it a sentence is exactly the fact that I am saying it explicitly. So we have the world of truma, which is a putting a label. We have the world of shvuas, which is a statement. How do we view the world of hekdesh? So yitachen that in hekdesh we have two tracks. We have the track of kol nediv lev olos. Kol nediv lev olos. When we're dealing with nediv, with a medava, when we're dealing with harezu, this harezu ola is very similar to harezu truma. Namely, we're putting a label on the animal. When you put a label on the animal, that can be done even bigmiras das. That's what the Gemara says, that truma ukachim shnei ksuvim haboim be'echad. However, you can also set aside kachim via a story, via a statement. Harei olai lahavi korban ola, what we call a neder. That already would be in the world of hafla'a. That already would be in the world of kachim. Namely, that we can distinguish within the world of kodshim in terms of two types of kodshim. So yitachen that Rashi, who in the pasuk of Erchin, harei alai erki, that's already a statement. That's not a label. When you have a statement, even if it's only a three-word statement, but a three-word statement is also a statement, that requires bituis fasayim. That requires hafla. That's parallel to shvua. Ma she'en kein, over here, when we're dealing with kodshim, it's kodshim similar to truma. Kol nediv lev olot. Kol nediv lev olot. That would be specifically in terms of putting on the label. Okay, so I just wanted to bring this as background for Shavuos. You understand that we're going to have to see whether the concept of yodos will apply to Shavuos. Namely, the moment that Shavuos requires bituis fasayim, the moment that requires a certain degree of explicitness, the first sugya will come a little clearer. But also the question is, how far can we go in terms of being telegraphic, in terms of in terms of leaving out words, in terms of trying to understand the person's kavana from a truncated statement, that, does that apply across the board to Nedarim and Shvuos, and to what degree? Yes?
The end of the Gemara talks about Chulin B'Kadshim, that's the dividing line, but the way we're explaining it, that's not just such a clear division.
No, in other words, that Chulin and Kadshim means one type of Kadshim. Echshelo Yeyeh, the Kadshim we're speaking about, is the Kadshim of Kol Nediv Lev Olot. So we can't learn that one specific type of Kadshim. We can't apply that to the world of Chulin.
But according to what we're saying, there is a type of Kachin also that needs Dibor, right?
Nachon, yes.
So shouldn't we learn from Kachin to Kachin at least?
If we don't have to, in other words, that type of Kachin we also have within Chulin. Anyway, within the world of Chulin, we'll call Shavuos the world of Chulin, right? We're talking about strawberries, as opposed to Hekdesh, there. We have the Chol Asher Yivatei Adam B'Shvua. There we have the Bitui Sfasayim. And the Gomar B'Libo we find in Truma, and the Kachim similar to Truma. Now what we're doing is that we're dividing Kachim into two planes, yes?
Could we just simply be Mechal between a Shvua and a Nether? I mean, it's not necessarily a Kasha that by Erechim, that's in terms of Nether, that's a part of Bitui Sfasayim by Shvua, because Nether by Erechim, that's more similar to Hekdesh.
I'm assuming that the world of Erchin is a subcategory of Nedarim. That's the Rambam's the way the Rambam brings first Hilchos Nedarim, Nazir, then Erchin, and points out that what part of the nature of Nidre Isur, one of the components of Nidre Isur, is Erchin. One doesn't necessarily have to learn that way, but that was the assumption I was working with, namely that Neder and Erchin are basically one unit. To distinguish and say that all Nedarim are different would certainly be helpful in terms of Yados, right? That we could say that there is a din of Yados and Nedarim, not necessarily a din of Yados and Shavuos. That's a machlokas. We'll have to see. But then you have to deal with the Rambam, how then is Erechin relate to Nedarim? So I didn't want to get involved in that at this point. Okay, that's overall. Moving over to the world of Shavuos itself, let's, again, just to see the Isurim that are involved, let's look for a minute on Daf Kaf Aleph Amud Beis. Or Chaf Amud Beis, better. On Daf Chaf Amud Beis. On Daf Chaf Amud Beis, we find Kiyasa Rav Dimi, Amar Rav Yochanan, Ochal v'lo ochal sheker, v'az harasei mehocha lo sishavu b'shmi l'shaker, ochalti v'lo ochalti shav, v'az harasei mehocha lo tisa eshem Hashem Elokecha l'shav. Okay, there we have Rav Dimi taking the two Isurim we find in the Torah that relate specifically to Shavuah. In the Aseret HaDibros, we have a concept of Shavuah. In Parshas Kedoshim, we have a concept of Shavuah. Taking these two and dividing them between L'Sha'avar and in terms of L'Haba. That when we're dealing with a Shavuah L'Haba, that's a Shavuah Sheker. We're dealing with a Shavuah L'Sha'avar, that's a Shavuah Shav. How do you understand the nature, according to Rav Dimi, of Shavuah L'Haba, as opposed to the nature of Shavuah L'Sha'avar? Why should this? What does it mean to say that a Shavuah L'Haba is Sheker? And what does it mean to say that a Shavuah L'Sha'avar is Shav? What does that tell us about the nature of Shav and Sheker? Or if you want the nature of Shavuah L'Haba and Shavuah L'Sha'avar? In order to have a Sheker, right? If a person ate yesterday and he's nishba lo achalti, that's not a sheker. That's a shav. What do you need in order to have sheker?
Possibility.
You need a possibility of emes. Okay, you have to have a dibur that has a possibility of emes. And then, you know, when you make it not emes, that's shvuah sheker. Sheker is creating a sheker. You're doing a maise that turns a dibur that was neutral into a sheker. That's Rav Dimi's understanding of sheker. You're turning a neutral dibur into a sheker. Masha ein kein. If something is a sheker to begin with, what do we call that? That's what we call shav. Fine. Okay, that's Rav Dimi. And then Rav Dimi continues, V'konamos v'bal yachel. Namely, what Rav Dimi appears to be telling us is that there is no sheker and there is no shav in the world of Nedarim. What then do we have in the world of Nedarim? When I say that tapuchei eitz asurim olai, what do we have? It's not sheker. And then I go ahead and I eat an apple. We don't have a sheker. We don't have a shav. What did I do when I said tapuchei eitz asurim olai? I created an Isur. Right? I went ahead and I created Yesh Me'ayin, an Isur. And so when I eat the apple, what am I doing? I'm being over the Isur that I created. That's Bal Yachel Devar. It's nothing to do with Sheker, nothing to do with Shav. That's the din of Bal Yachel. That's the din of Bal Yachel. Comes along Tosfos, and he takes something very much for granted. Konamos over Bal Yachel. Shvua nami over mishum bal yachel. Dechziv ohi shava v'lo yachel dvaro. That's pshat in the pasuk. Pshat in the pasuk is certainly there's a din of bal yachel in the world of shvuos. V'hachachi kamar b'konamos leka ela bal yachel greater. Namely that clearly bal yachel applies to neder and to shvua, and that there was no question. Just that Rav Dimi is teaching us that shav and sheker don't apply to neder. That's the chiddush of Rav Dimi. Shav and sheker are in the world of shvua. Shav and sheker don't apply to the world of neder. Comes along Ravin on daf kaf aleph amid aleph, and Ravin understands differently. Ki asa Ravin amar Rav Yirmiya amar Rav Avohu amar Rav Yochanan achalti v'lo achalti. When we have a shvuas biti lusha avar. That's sheker, v'azar rasei milos ishvu l'bishmila sheker. Ochal, v'lo ochal, we call a shvuas bitui l'haba, over v'bal yachel devaro. And shvuas shav is a totally different concept of nishba l'shanos es hayadua l'adam. According to Tosfos, how many machlokot are there between Ravin and Rav Dimi? According to Tosfos, how many machlokit are there between Ravin and Rav Dimi? Two. What are the two machlokit says?
Everybody agrees by Shmuel that he violates Bal Yachel.
That's no machlokit. There's no machlokit that the concept of Bal Yachel applies to Shmuel. Right? If you were to disagree with Tosfos, maybe that would come up. But within Tosfos, that's not a machlokit that the world of Bal Yachel applies to Shmuel. That's a given. So what are the two machlokos? Okay, in other words, one machlokes is can a shvuas biti l'sha'avar be shav? Right? According to Rav Dimi, a shvuas biti l'sha'avar, that's shav. According to Rav Papa, a shvuas biti l'sha'avar is not shav. That's one machlokes. And a second machlokes, in terms of a shvua l'haba,
is it only bal yachel or is it also
sheker? Can sheker apply to a shvua l'haba? In other words, we have one machlokes as to whether shav can apply to a shvua l'sha'avar, and another machlokes as to whether sheker can apply to shvua l'haba. Are these two machlokes interrelated in any way? We have one machlokes as to whether a shvua l'sha'avar, we could speak about it in the terminology of shav, or no. The terminology of shav deals with something totally different. L'shana seseyadua, nothing to do with achalti lo achalti v'chulei. Another machlokes as to whether a shvua l'haba is only bal yachel, again working within Tosfos, or as to whether a shvua l'haba can also be sheker. Can we have a concept of sheker l'haba? That's also a machlokas. Do these two machlokas have anything to do with one another? L'chora. No. These did not. In other words, yitachein, that we could find a shita that would say that a shvua l'sha'avar would be sheker, and a shvua l'haba would be sheker. There's no problem with that. In other words, it's not Ravin, it's not Rav Papa, but there could be such a shita that the Shvuah L'Sha'avar would be Sheker. Namely, that we would, on that side, we would agree with Ravin, and a Shvuah L'Haba would be Sheker. We would agree with Rav Dimi. There's no stira between the two. In other words, they're two totally separate machlokot in terms of the definition of Shav, in terms of the definition of Sheker, but they're not, there's no interconnection between the two. Do we find such a Shita? That's the Rambam. Right? That's the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Shvuos, Perek Aleph L'Chagimel. Not like Ravin and not like Rav Papa, but rather both a Shvuos Bitui L'Sha'avar and a Shvuos Bitui L'Haba are both Sheker. What the Rambam does with the Sugya, so there's a Rivash and a Kesef Mishnah. Everyone talks about how does the Rambam deal with the Sugya? The Rambam Chora is not an Amora. And so how does the Rambam deal with the fact that we have a Machlokes, a double Machlokes, and he paskins like one side in one side and one side on the other side, he puts together, he makes a compound of Ravin and Rav Papa. That's a technical question. The Rivash has two long tshuvos dealing with this question. But what is missing in the Rambam? What is missing in the Rambam very, very, very blatantly? Bayachel. Bayachel is totally missing in the Rambam, not only here, but in all 12 prakim of Hilchos Shvuos, the Rambam doesn't mention Bal Yachel Devaro. It's quite blatant in the beginning of Hilchos Nadarim, it's blatant in the beginning of Hilchos Nazir, and it's blatant in the beginning of Hilchos Erechin. Namely, we have four sections of Sefer Hafla'a, three of them the Rambam begins by saying that we have an Iser Bal Yachel Devaro, and one of them he ignores Bal Yachel Devaro. What is the approach of the Kesef Mishnah to this issue? He meant it. Right? It's obvious. In other words, Rambam doesn't tell you that there's a God, even though he does, but he doesn't have to tell you that there is a God, because there's certain things that are obvious. He doesn't tell you it's daytime. It's obvious it's daytime. It's obvious that there's a din of Ba'al Yachel by Shvua. He just has to tell you that there's Ba'al Yachel also by Nadarim, by Nazir, and by Erchin, where Kanirei it wasn't for some reason so obvious. It's very, very problematic approach, right? Had the Rambam begun with Hilchos Nadarim, then moved over to Shvuas, so you could say, okay, the Rambam already has been speaking about Bayachel, 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 and certainly applies to Shvuas. But to begin with Hilchos Shvuas and not mention Bayachel, and then all of a sudden to open up the Darim, Bayachel, Nazir, Bayachel, Erechin, Bayachel, is very, very, very difficult. So when Rabbi Chinstein learned these sugyas years ago, he just took for granted that clearly the Rambam is dafka, that there's no Bayachel in Shvuas. Why is an issue? It's a good question. Why there should be no Bal Yachel in Shvua? But he just takes for granted that for some reason, according to the Rambam, there is no Bal Yachel in Shvua. Whether there is Bal Yachel in Shvua or not tells us l'chora something about the nature of a Shvua l'haba. Right? Let's take the Rambam's approach that a Shvua l'haba is a sheker. What does that tell us about the Easter? What over here is Easter? I say Shvuah Haba, I'm not going to eat apples. I'm Nishba B'Shem Hashem. I'm never in my life going to eat apples. And then an hour later, or 10 years later, I eat an apple. If we view that as a din of sheker, what is the l'chora, the nature of the Easter? What is the nature of the Easter? We said it a minute ago, just to say it again, or it's now, just to make it clear. What is the nature of the Easter? What did I do? What wrong thing did I do? If we call this a Shvua Sheker, that I say I'm not going to eat an apple, and I go ahead and eat an apple. Excellent, right. In other words, that the Easter was that I was pogim in my dibur. I turned my dibur into a Sheker l'mafreya. That was the Easter. It's not an Easter of eating. The eating was a means to an end. The eating turned my dibur into a sheker. And I'm not allowed to be mishaker. And I went ahead and I turned the dibur into a sheker. If I say that a shvua lahaba is bal yachel devaro, it could be that's the same nature. It could be that really bal yachel devaro also is when I eat in the future, what I am doing is turning my dibur into a chilul. I'm being machadal my dibur. I am... In other words, it's also a din in the dibur. However, Bal Yachel could also mean what? Hmm? Could Bayachal apply to Shavar? No one says Bayachal applies to Shvil Shavar. That we don't find anywhere. Even Tosfos doesn't say that. When Tosfos says that Bayachal applies to Shvul, he's referring to a Shvul Haba. So in the Shvul Haba, the Bayachal could, I'll come to your point in a minute, Bayachal could Lechora mean the same as a Sheker, or what could Bayachal mean?
It's over an Isser that I made myself.
That via my Dibur, I created an Isser. Right, that even though normally people have Ramach Isurim, I have Ramat Isurim. I added an Isur to my list. And when I eat the apple, I am being over an Isur. We have a Maisa Avera. Eating the apple is turned into a Maisa Avera. Kosh Baruch Hu said, I'm allowed to eat an apple. But I said, Ani Nishba, B'Shem Hashem, that I'm not going to eat apples. So then, if we have a din over here, Bayachal Devaru, it could very well be that when I said that, I created on myself a new Isur, and the Bayachal Devaru is that I am not allowed, the same way I'm not allowed to go against HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Isurim, I'm not allowed to go against my Isur. But the Maisa Avera is not the Dibur L'mafreya. The Maisa Avera is the act of eating an apple. It's like eating Chazer. It's like eating... in other words, I'm doing, I shouldn't say it's like eating chazir, because we don't have over here a chefza shel Isur, we have an Isur gavra. I create upon myself an Isur of eating apples, and I'm over on that Isur that I created. I'm over the Isur that I created, like an Isur asay. Yeah. Fine, okay, yeah. Fine, okay. Right, okay, so just to summarize up to this point, in the world of Shvua, we saw a Shvua requires hafla'a b'piv. It's a bitui sfasayim. It has to be said explicitly. Gmiras das is not sufficient, A. B, within the world of Shvua, we may have an Isur of Shav. That's a shita of Rav Dimyan, Shvua l'sha'avar. We may have an Isur of Sheker. That's Rav Dimi Lehaba and Ravin Lishaavar. And we may have an Isur of Bal Yachel. That's according to Tosos, Rav Dimi Lehaba. And that's according to Rav Papa. That's according to Ravin also, a Shvua Lehaba would be Bal Yachel. Those three Isurim are on the table. Right? And the Psak is some combination of those Isurim. Nafkemina, what is the nature of the Isur? Is nature of the Easter relating to the Dibur? That would be certainly by Shav, and Lechora also by Sheker. If it's Bayachel, it could be on the Dibur, or Bayachel could be setting up a whole Anuma Arechet of Isuri Gavra and being over on the Easter Gavra. What I left out, simply because we already learned it, is that within the world of Shui Tachin, that there's another Easter altogether, the Rambam stresses very, very much, Besof Tvarav, and that is what? Besof Tvarav means back in Perek Yud Aleph, Perek Yud Beis. Mostly Perikud Beis. What does Rambam speak about over there? Which is not dealt with black on white over here in the third parak, but we saw it in the beginning of the sixth parak. What other Easter could be involved in the world of Shvua? Shame, right? The Chilul Hashem. That since every Shvua has a concept of shame, so leaving aside the questions of Sheker and of Shav and Bayachal Devaro, we also may have a very serious issue of Chilul Hashem, and that could also define for us a Shvua, what level of shame is needed, whether shame is needed, etc. But that, I think, we dealt with in the sixth parak, so we won't bring it up now. Okay, now let's move over to the beginning of the parak. Let's go back to the beginning of the third parak. And again, I just want to give you, at this point, just kalim, just terminology that we'll be able to use as we'll be moving. In the beginning of the third parak, we have a Tosfos who just tosses out a one-liner at the bottom of Tosfos, Lo Shvua Lo Ochalach, that where he points out that Kedarminim Besof Perak Kama Dinadarim Yesh Chiluk Bein Shvua L'Nadarim Kamo Shafarish Besof Perak Shvua Tzaedus Be'ezrat Hashem. Tosfos is making an assumption that Shvuas and the Darim are different worlds. Shvuas and the Darim are different worlds. Let's look at the Mishnah and see what Shvua is and then see where Neder goes off. Shvuos shtayim shehin arba, Shvua sheochal, v'shelo ochal, and we have a concept of shvua lehaba, and shvua she achalti v'lo achalti. We have a concept of shvua l'sha'avar, that shvua lends itself to be both being lehaba and l'sha'avar. And when we're dealing with shvua lehaba, when we're dealing with the shvua lehaba, then we have the concept of she'ochal, which we said could be, not just that I am saying a neutral statement that I'm going to turn into an iser, maybe I'm creating chiyuvim in the world of shvua, and then I'm going to be over those chiyuvim, and lo ochal, I may be creating isurim. Okay, so within the world of shvua, we have l'sha'avar l'haba, we have hein and lav, we have the possibility of creating chiyuvim, we have the possibility of creating isurim. Which of those categories applies to the world of neder? Neder is only, clearly, lehaba. Neder is only lehaba, chora. And neder is also only, which lehaba? In which direction? By Iser, creating Iser. Namely, neder is this window of lehaba le'Iser. Lehaba on the level of lav. Shvua, we can have l'sha'avar lehaba, even in lehaba chiyuvim and isurim. Neder l'chora. L'chora, from going learning through now, Daf Yomi is in the end run of Masechet Nedarim. 99.9% we're dealing with lehaba, and we're dealing with creating isurim. There is a Ramban. I want to be entirely honest with you. There is a Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos in Mitzvah Tzadi Dalid, where he raises the possibility that there would be a concept of chiyuvim also in the world of Nadarim, that we can have a concept of a neder lehaba that won't be strawberries are asr on me, apples are asr on me, but rather I'm going to go ahead and do something. But the Ramban in the beginning of Parshas Matos, which is, you know, his sort of makibah patish in terms of defining a shvu and a neder, there he speaks clearly only about nidrei isur. Nidrei Isur, that we create an Isur Lahaba. There is a concept of Tztaka, which may come under the world of Nadarim, but that's a different concept that hopefully we'll get to. Within this context, you should just be aware that there is a very, very strange Gemara. I'm just mentioning this, not that you should lose sleep over it, even though L'chor, we should lose sleep over any Gemara, we don't understand. But there is a Gemara in the Darim on Daf Gimel Amadeis, which says, Bishlama bal yachel din nedarim mishkachas lo, smack in the middle of the few days. Bishlama bal yachel din mishkachas lo, gondo amar ki kar ze ochal velo achala over al bal yachel dvara. That he says that we have a neder where you're over a bal yachel, you say, I'm going to eat a kikar, and you don't eat it. Rabbi Akiva over there, al atar says, v'tzarech iyun. There's no such thing as a neder that'll create a chiyuv. The kol neder hu she oser chayfitz alav, ube neder shelo ochal sfirle kama poskim da haviyad. The kavanaso leesor hamaachal alav. Avolidor laasot maase lo mishkachat la. Then he ends off Hashem yair inai. Okay, so we have a Gemara which seems to go against our structure. Rabbi Kiva Eger just throws up his hands when the Rav learned the Darim. So at that time, Rabbi Blau was publishing his set of Perushim from Kitvei Yad, and he published a Rav Avraham Minahar, Rav Avraham Montpelier, Rav Avraham Minahar on the Sekhes Nedarim. And in the first page of the Rav Avraham Minahar, he says, the Neder Shayach B'chol Dovar. Be'ese v'lo ese. Be'ochal kikar ze u b'lo ochal. Hilkach, leko lav mevuar ela lo yachel. Dechi amar lo ochal v'achla over b'bal yachel. Shemachalel v'ose chulin dvarev, etc. And we say, he starts off from that Gemara in the Darim and says, well, the Gemara says, black and white, you could have a neder lehaba lechiyu, something I'm going to do. The rest of the world views that Gemara as the strange exception that we have no understanding of. Hashem Yoyereinenu. And Rav Avraham Minahar says, well, you can't do that. You have to start from the Gemara and then build your structure. So I'm just mentioning that is a, you know, it's just a unusual Gemara. Okay. Yes?
Hareli Ola
Harei, in other words, we have Nidrei Hekdesh and we have Nidrei Isur. These are two realms. We're comparing Shvua to Nidrei Isur. Nidrei Hekdesh, we mentioned, may have a uniqueness in terms of Gomar Balibo, may have, etc. Okay, so but on the level of what we call Nidrei Isur, what the Rambam brings in Hilchos Nedarim, not what he brings in Hilchos Erech, when he talks about the Rambam in Hilchos Nedarim begins that there's Nidrei Isur, Nidrei Hekdesh, etc. Okay, now we can begin the Masechta. Okay, Shvua Shtayim Shehen Arba. Shvua Shtayim Shehen Arba. Shvua She'ochal V'lo Ochal. She'ochalti V'lo Ochalti. If you come meet Rabbi Blau on one of his trips to Israel, I'll say over a question in his name, which the Rav didn't have an answer for when we were learning the Darim, that Rabbi Blau said, what do you mean Shvua Shtayim Shehen Arba? Shvua she'ochal v'lo ochal she'achalti v'lo achalti. What is unusual over here in terms of this two that is four? Is this two that is four? No matter whether we paskin like Rav Dimi or we paskin like Rav Papa, which two over here are really one? She'ochal she'lo ochal she'achalti she'lo achalti. So we have Shvua Shtayim, Tu Lahaba, Shehen Arba, I mean Shvua Shtayim, Tu, in other words, we have a Shvua Lahaba and Shvua Lashavar, Shehen Arba, we could break those down into Hain and Lav. Shvua She'ochal V'Shelo Ochal, She'achalti V'Shelo Achalti. Which two of these are Lechora totally, totally, totally synonymous, totally one? L'shavar, she'achalti v'shelo achalti, either the bo sheker or the bo shav, but to the same degree. Namely the hain and the lav are totally irrelevant in the level of l'shavar. On the level of l'haba, we could speak about creating chiyuvim, we could speak about creating yisurim. Those are, you know, there may be differences between those concepts of chiyuvim and yisurim. But in the shvua l'shavar, l'chora, it's all one and the same. It's the exact same sheker. It's the exact same shav. There's no difference whether it's l'sha'ava, it's l'haba. I'm sorry, no difference if it's a lav or if it's a heim. I'm just pointing it out. It's not, I mean, you know, you could say that the Mishnah was simply written in a way that we'd be able to remember things easily. And even though there's no difference, there's no practical difference, it's simply a easier way of remembering two that are four than two that are three. But anyway, it's a Ora of Rav Blau. Okay. Then the Mishnah moves over into Ochal Kol Shehu. Ochal Kol Shehu, if a person says Shvua Shelo Ochal, V'Ochal Kol Shehu, Chayav Dibir Rabbi Akiva. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Hecha Matzino Ba'Ochal Kol Shehu Shehu Chayav Sheze Chayav. Amar Rabbi Akiva, V'Chi Hecha Matzino B'Medaber Mevi Korban Sheze Medaber U'Mevi Korban. How would you understand? Again, we'll have to get this in the Gemara, but just what do you want to put on the table as what could be the chakira, the basis of the machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim? What chakira could you raise that you could say, according to one side of the chakira, Rabbi Akiva is correct. According to the other side of the chakira, Chachamim are correct. Where would you look for the source of such a machlokes? Where could you look for the source of such a machlokes? In the nature of X or the nature of Y? Where... You could have two totally different chakiras over here. You tell me which one you want to start with. Which chakira would you like to start with?
I guess if you say it's the difference between sheker or balyachal, if it's sheker, so then it's
then
more on the divor. So the divor is a culture, though. Anything that I do against the divor. But if they say that it's balyachal, it's more focused on the maisa, so then the maisa has to be significant.
Okay, so one machlokes could be that they have machlokes in terms of what we've been talking about up to now. We've been talking up to now what is the nature of shvua. We distinguish between a shvua l'sha'avar and a shvua l'haba. Within a shvua l'haba, we distinguish whether we're dealing on the level of sheker or on the level of bayachel. So that over here maybe is really a machlokes tanoim. Maybe the question is the iser of shvua making yourself into a shakran? Particularly according to the Rambam, who holds that that's the concept of Shvua L'Haba. The Shvua L'Haba is a sheker. And then the eating is only a means of making yourself into a shakran. Right? The whole problem over here is the turning the dibur into a sheker. And so if you said you're not going to eat and you eat something, so then you know you're over an Easter, Masha Ein Kein. If we say that a shvua lahaba is bal yachel devaro, namely that you're creating a certain ma'arechet of isurim, that could, you know, or it's when you say shvua shelo ochal, then yitachein that the ma'arechet of isurim has rules, that this framework of making isurim has very, very clear limits. And since in the Torah machalos asuros is defined by a kezayis, so over here also, so you made apples machalos asuros, or an Easter gavra on yourself to eat the machalos asuros, then we could speak about kezayis. Anyway, so it could be a question of the nature of the shvua, not mukhrach, it could be, or if you don't want to go in that direction, because why link a machalos rishonim with a machlokas rishonim, the Gemara doesn't link it in any which way. What could be the machlokas in a very neutral manner? Nothing to do with the nature of shvua, but rather with the nature of what? What else is involved over here? The nature of shvua or the nature of the shiur of? The shiur b'chol ha'Torah kula. What does it mean when we say that b'chol ha'Torah kula, we have a din that achila is defined as a kezayis? What does that mean? Does it mean that? Or we'll start the other way around. Does it mean that less than a kezayis is not an achila? Less than a kezayis is not an achila. There's no such thing. The word achila in a Hebrew dictionary means eating a kezayis. In a Torah dictionary, achila means eating a kezayis. Less than a kezayis is a din of chatzi shir. It's something that which may be a totally, totally separate isur, nothing to do with the world of achila. Or do we say that less than a kezayis is really achila, but there's no chiyuv? And then Rabbi Akiva would be starting off with which side? Rabbi Akiva is assuming it's an achila, right? But it's a problem within onshin b'chol ha'Torah kula that has nothing to do with shvuas. Heichan matzino. Once it's an achila, we can say that Kodesh Baruch Hu is mechayev shvuah. Mashin korin to chachamim. It's not an achila. If it's not an achila, my nafkimini, if you're in the realm of shvuas or the realm of chazer, etc., this is not defined as achila. You said shvuah shelo ochal. This is not defined as an achila. So again, so the machlokas could be b'chol ha'Torah kula, could be a machlokas within the nature of shvuah. Okay, again, just to put it on your table when we reach the sugya, that we'll have to think in these two directions. Okay, comes the Gemara and begins to deal with Lashonos. Lememra d'sheochal d'achil no mashma, right? Shvua sheochal is the shvua lahaba. Ureminu shvua lo ochalach, shvua sheochalach, lo shvua she lo ochalach, asur. So you have a shvua sheochalach, and you're not allowed to eat. And the Mishnah said shvua sheochalach is that you should eat. Amar Abaye li olam da achilna mashma lo kasha kan bin misarvin bo leechol kan bishe ein misarvin bo leechol mas nisin bishe ein misarvin lo leechol. And a person says ochal, what does he mean? I will eat. Braisa bin misarvin bo leechol, eat v'ko amar lo achilna daki mishtaba. Namely, he uses the same phrase, but how are we defining his phrase according to Abaye? The same words, shvua she'ochal, we're defining it by what? By, and how do we know what his das is? By the context. We're defining his statement, he's using the same words, defining his statement by the context. That's Abaye's chiddush. Namely, what did the Gemara think before Abaye, and what is Abaye teaching us? Right, that Abaye is telling us that the kavana and what a person means is totally in the context. When the Gemara asked the question to begin with, what did the Gemara think? Lememra de kishaochal dachil na mashma. Before Abaye came up with his teretz, before Abaye said lokasha, what was the hava mina? Why? Because how do we begin today's year? Shvuah is a din of haflah. Shvuah is a din of haflah. levate bisvasayim, my nafkamina, what he was thinking. My nafkamina, what was in his heart. He didn't say it, right? And if he didn't say it, then it's cholera not meaningful in the world of Shua. Kamash malan, that we take into account what he meant, and we're defining what he meant by the context, kamash malan, that this is considered to be ahafla. What exactly is the kamash malan? What exactly is the kamash malan? Let's start off with the Havamina. What was the Havamina? How many assumptions did we have in the Havamina? The Havamina that said that we don't care what he thought, we're looking at what he said. So Shvua requires A, speech, bitui svasayim, and how do we define speech? As some objective criteria, nothing to do with context. What's the maskana? Which of these hanachot are we overriding in the maskana? Let's take the two sides. Maybe what Abayi is saying is that you don't need what? You don't need total dibur. You need dibur, clearly. That's a ksugya, right? Shmuel preceded Abayi. In other words, there is a din of levate bisfasayim, but maybe the dibur doesn't have to be as mefurash as we thought. Maybe it's enough if we're going to have a dibur that'll be accompanied by a kavana. Maybe the kavana doesn't have to be stated in the dibur. That we'll have a dibur which is accompanied by a kavana. Or maybe, what you need a full dibur, but how are we defining a full dibur? By the context, right? In other words, that we have a concept of, like a kaf hadimyon. When he said ochal, it was ki'ilu amar lo ochal. In other words, that we have over here a mamashid dibur. So where Abaye is coming from is Abaye redefining what our standards are. Or he's saying, no, the standards remain the same, but we have the standards. That's unclear within Abaye. In other words, in the Hava Mina, clearly we didn't have the standard that ochal doesn't mean lo ochal. Abaye, by saying that ochal means lo ochal, is either telling us that this is a dictionary definition, that we have the standard, that we are able, either Abaye is lowering the standard, or saying that we have the standard, but we have two definitions of ochal. Ochal means I will eat, and ochal means I will not eat, depending upon the context. But when the context is mesarvim bo le'echal, ochal means that I will eat. Okay, so that's within Abaye. Comes on Rav Ashi, Amar, Tni shvua shi'i ochalach. Namely, Rav Ashi, firstly, what does he do? Think about Abaye. He rejects Abaye. Right? We can't lower our standards, and we are not, we are not redefining our standards. Right? He goes back to the Havamina. Right? That you need shvuas bitui, and this is not shvuas bitui. So what then do we have? We have a case where the person says shvua shi'i ochalach, ihachi mai lememra. He said, Shua Iochal. So mind if he says lo ochal or iochal. Mahu de tema lishne de it kalele. He was simply stuttering. Kamash malan. Lo ochal is a statement without stuttering. Iochal could mean lo ochal, or it could be simply a stutterer saying ochal. So Tosos asked a very, very interesting question. Tosos dibre maskul lishna v'im tomar nishayele. Why don't we ask him what he meant? The shayale mahaya bedaito, the yeshlamar kagon do amar shedaito komashi yemashmoet l'shono. He is a halachic Jew, in other words, he thinks, you know, he just wants everything to be halachic categories. Whatever halachic category of iochal is, that's what he meant. If it means he will eat, he will eat. Doesn't eat. Inam gon sheshachach mashaya bedaito. Okay. Sheshachach mahaya bedaito. What's strange about Tosfos' question? Nishayalei mahaya daito? Who cares? We just said Rav Ashi was cholik on Abaye. Abaye said that words can have different meanings. So according to Abaye, nishayalei would be a good question. But according to Rav Ashi, words don't have different meanings. My nafkamina, what he intended. According to Rav Ashi, we have a concept of bitus fasayim. You have to say clearly what you mean. I mean, if you didn't say it clearly, my nafkamina. So clearly we have over here, according to Rav Ashi, somewhat of an in-between category. There's a difference between ochal and lo ochal, right? That there, Rav Ashi says, that ochal clearly means to eat. We don't take into account context, and a case of lo ochal and e ochal. That by saying e ochal, that already we can raise the issue of neshayle, according to Tosus. What can you put your finger exactly what Tosus is pointing out? That even though generally words have a very, very specific meaning.
Up until now, we only been dealing with cases that if you hadn't said something, you can't expect us to contextualize it and say, oh, this is what you really meant. But here you said something, and the question is, maybe even what you said doesn't have a shame deep word with flow. And maybe it's E. If the question is, no, she was a stutter, so it's not saying, oh, there was a half flow. If you can admit that it's completely looked up from the partial deep word, and we're not contextualizing it, it just doesn't
right. Now, its context is irrelevant, according to Rav Ashi. Context is irrelevant. But sometimes you can have a phrase that, forgetting that context, objectively, this phrase can have two meanings. E ochal can mean I will not eat. E ochal can mean that ochal, because the E could simply be a stammer. Namely, that in that situation, it's nothing to do with context. Context, we need levate desvasayim. You have to be clear, you have to be concise, you have to be objective. However, there are concepts that are a bit different, and this, I'm just pointing out to you, there's a Mishnah Nedarim on Daf Yud Ches, Stam Nedarim Lehachmir Uperushan Lehakel, that the Mishnah over there gives a number of terms that, that where the language, where the meaning can change this way or that way, and then sometimes we go Lehakel, sometimes we go Lehachmir. But we're dealing with there are phrases that are, there are phrases that are ambiguous. There is even according to Rav Ashi a concept of ambiguity, not as far as Abaye, not as far as taking it contextually, but within certain situations, really we can have, according to Rav Ashi, also two meanings, and therefore Tosus's question of Lishayle is a valid question. Yes.
You say, I mean, not quite to go so far as to say that there's a phrase that has two meanings, but it's more just, in general, we don't look at what your das was to answer, but we do look at what your das was to say.
To say.
If you ask him, what did you mean to say? He'll say, no, I didn't mean to say
right.
What I meant to say.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The
Friedman is saying the same thing. That's what you meant as well, Yosef. More. Okay, so Yitachin, okay, I don't have to go as far as I said it. Anyways, what I said really applies to the din of the Darim, to the Mishnah Darim, Daf Yud Ches. You don't have to go that far here. It could be a question over here, not in terms of what was meant, but what was said. Right? That you're asking him, what did you say, not what did
or
you
what,
mean.
What did you mean to say? It happens to be you stammered, but did you mean to say?
then you're turning to me, not to Yosef. Yosef wanted to say it's a question of you asking, what did you say? What did you say? That I can hear is and but what I want to say is we ask you what you mean to say. That's
no, there's a difference between I meant to ask for this, but I wanted to say it with this lashon rather than it happened to be that the words that came out of my mouth were e, but I didn't mean to say those words.
Okay. So today what we tried to do was just give a hakdama to the world of Shavuos to raise the issues of Sheker, Shav, Balyachel, Tosfos, the Rambam, somewhat of an overview of Neder and Shvua in terms of what realms we're talking about, examples within the Gemara of Bitui Sfasayim, the need for Bitui Sfasayim, where we can have an exception, how far that exception may go. Now we're going to move really into the Masechta. Okay, this was all in the first sugya is the sugya over here of Hatfasa, that begins on Chaf Amad Aleph and goes to the middle of Chaf Amad Beis, which will really get into all of these areas simultaneously. Right. We'll have to deal with Bitui, we'll have to deal with Neder and Shvua, what is the source of Hatfasa, of linking X with Y, is this a Neder Halacha, is it a Shvua Halacha, is it a Haflah Halacha, where does it come from, and where are the issues in terms of the interplay between a neder and a shvua. Okay, so I'll put out a page of my makom with Sibli Neder. I'm sorry, this morning it was tarifud. Sibli Neder, I'll put out a page of my makom for tomorrow morning, Sibli Neder. And next year we'll go back to schedule. Okay.
Yes. It seems the Shabbos doesn't have four different sukkim either. It just won't. You don't want to have four different sukkim to say it's just four different cases. It's two in the future, two in the past, two in the cases.
Because it, you know, if you look at the other Shnayim Shein Arba throughout the Masechta, from the beginning of the Masechta, there's every Shnayim and every Arba has some uniqueness to it. Or it's whether we're dealing with Tumas Kodshim, whether we're dealing with Mitzora, whether we're dealing... also separate Halacha. Also has... There's Nafkamina la Halacha. There's some difference. As I recall, that's what the question was. You go through some of the keys, the first two prakim, and you compare this Mishnah. So shachalti v'shalo achalti, you know, it's just a question of, you know, terminology rather than the Mishnah difference. I think that's what he meant by the question.